And now the Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah has asked the Lebanese army to lead the battle against terrorists on Lebanon's border with Syria. Have a listen.
When this order is given for the Lebanese army to battle the terrorists, and it will be, God willing, I declare on this night, we, Hezbollah, are at the service of the Lebanese army, its commanders, and its orders. Whatever you want, we are ready. We will help, like the army did in Irsal. Tell us to withdraw from an area, and we will withdraw. Whatever you want, we are with you, we are under your command. We want, God willing, in this battle for the army to achieve a quick victory with as little losses as possible, because every officer and soldier from the army, they are our sons and loved ones and family.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah also hailed the resistance movement's fighters for dislodging al-Nusra Front terrorists from areas around the town of Arsal, which borders Syria. Nasrallah said a Syrian army support played a major role in the short military operation. Hezbollah chief added, Lebanon does not need Washington's support in its battle against terror groups. Following Hezbollah's victory against al-Nusra Front terrorists, focus will now turn to defeating remnants of Daesh terrorists in the Lebanese-Syrian border. And joining us out of Oregon for more on the story is Dr. James Fetzer, Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Hello, Professor, and thanks for joining us back on the program. Sir, now, we have the West constantly demonizing Hezbollah, and here, and we even have Tel Aviv that target their convoys, and these are convoys that are carrying men and ammunition to fight Daesh and al-Nusra Front. So why does the West, you know, target this group and classify it as a terror organization when it's fighting terror on the ground?
Well, I think it's because they're too much under the influence of Israeli propaganda, which wants to demonize Hezbollah, which is a magnificent fighting force. We've seen here cooperation between the Lebanese army and Hezbollah to defeat the remnants of Daesh, where the Syrian army, with the support of Iran, has been doing a marvelous job from the other side. This is a very important development that, in my opinion, signals the end of ISIS in Syria. There's much to be done, but this is a very important development.
And we even saw the U.S. president, when addressing the Lebanese president, you know, refer to Hezbollah as a problem. The Lebanese government is helping them deal with this so-called problem, while, you know, Hezbollah is assisting and part of the Lebanese landscape. Something, it just shows the ignorance in the West. The new administration doesn't have a clue what role Hezbollah is playing on the ground in the war on terror in Syria or on against terror on the Lebanese-Syrian border, do they?
I think that's correct. I would give Trump credit in the following respect, however. He cut off funding for the CIA program supporting the rebels in Syria, where, of course, ISIS was created back in 2012. When Obama was president, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, John Brennan, the director of the CIA, this was their initiative, which was opposed by Michael Flynn, then the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, who was later sacked by Obama at the recommendation of Brennan because he was opposed to all of this nonsense in Syria. It's welcome to see it coming to an end. I think Hezbollah deserved great praise, the Lebanese army, great praise. The Syrian army, great praise. The support of Iran, great praise. We're seeing a modicum of justice in the Middle East as a consequence of their heroic actions.
And Professor, we've seen terrorists come across Iraqi border, penetrate into Syria. We've seen them come down from Turkey in droves. We've seen them even go up, you know, at times through Jordan. But what's the attraction for the Lebanese border? Why are, you know, why has it been a focal point for terrorists, this small border of Lebanon, Syria?
Well, that's difficult to assess. It's just a point that appears to have been very sensitive in the larger scheme of things. But it looks to me as though the tide has decisively changed, that the United States is essentially giving up any effort to topple Bashar al-Assad, which, of course, is ironic because Bashar al-Assad was democratically elected by the Syrian government, and while the United States claims to stand for freedom, liberty, and democracy, in practice, in fact, we're undermining democratically elected governments around the world. This is only the most stunning example at present.
Thank you for joining us once again, Dr. Fetzer. That was Dr. James H. Fetzer, Professor Emeritus, joining us out of Oregon from the University of Minnesota, Duluth.